Past Futures podcast produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Today we are looking at the remarkable career of Lee Bradbury, one of the Isle of Wight's greatest footballing success stories. Born in Cowes in 1975, Bradbury grew up on the island and began his football journey in local football, playing for Plessy and Cowes Sports. His route to professional game was far from straightforward. At 16, he joined the British Army and served in Northern Ireland, while continuing to play for football for military teams. His breakthrough came through when Portsmouth spotted his talent. After a loan spell at Exeter City, Bradbury returned to Portsmouth and enjoyed a brilliant season in 1996-1997. Scoring 17 goals and being named the club's player of the season. His performances attracted Manchester City, who signed him in 1997 for £3.5 million, making him the Isle of Wight's first million-pound footballer. Bradbury went on to play for a long list of clubs, including Manchester City, Crystal Palace, Birmingham City, Portsmouth, Sheffield Wednesday, Derby County, Walsall, Oxford United, Southend United and Bournemouth. He made more than 500 professional appearances and scored over 100 goals. He also won 3 England under-21 caps. His second spell at Portsmouth was particularly memorable. He was part of the team that helped the club win promotion to the Premier League under manager Harry Redknapp. Bradbury eventually finished his playing career at Bournemouth, where he made 126 appearances. But his football career did not end when he stopped playing. In 2011, he moved into management and became manager of Bournemouth. He later enjoyed a considerable success with Havant and Waterlooville, guiding the club back to promotions between 2016 and 2018. That achievement established Bradbury as a highly respected manager in non-league football. He later managed Eastbourne, Borough and Eastleigh before working as a talent identification scout for Arsenal. In 2024, he joined Darren Moore's coaching staff at Port Vale, gaining further experience at a Football League club. Then came another major opportunity. In June 2025, Bradbury was appointed manager of Dagenham and Redbridge in the National League South. The club described him as an experienced manager with a record of winning and working with promoted sides. However, time at Dagenham ended in March 2026 when the club announced that it had parted company with him after 26 matches in charge. He is currently without a club and is available for his next opportunity in football. Away from his own career, Bradbury also has a strong family connection with football. His son Harvey became a professional footballer and the pair made history by becoming the first father and son to play for Oxford United. What makes Lee Bradbury's story particularly special is that it began on the Isle of Wight. He was not a product of one of the country's biggest academics. His football education started on the island, playing for local football and developing his talent, whilst also serving in the army. From Cowes Sports to the Premier League, from being one of the island's first million-pound footballers to managing clubs and working in professional coaching, his career has covered almost every part of the game. Lee Bradbury remains one of the finest footballers the Isle of Wight has produced. And although he is currently between jobs, his experience as a player, manager, coach and talent scout means his football story is far from over. For an island that has always produced more sporting talent than its size might suggest, Lee Bradbury remains a perfect example of what can happen when ability, determination and opportunity come together.